Today we're doing the 54th paragraph in the second mamar. Ukshatilma basvarim hakedoshim tovin ma'at bazel lama talmidei habaal shem tov zechorno levracha notim levayar harbei pamim inyinei kabbalah ichim ba'esh mipnei shehu godim lahizgalu suvtsurasim izgalu hayamin asmovim amtevachulu. So based on what we said, now it makes a lot of sense why many of the students of the Baal Shem Tov were trying to explain concepts in Kabbalah, how they would play out practically in man. V'zeo gam inyin hadarachim hashonim darchei hatzadikim gam b'havanas inyan. And this also explains the differences of opinion amongst the tzaddikim about how to understand different spiritual matters. Lo ba'amkus hasagoseim levad. It's not just in terms of the depth of understanding, she'ein lanu yediyah v'lo mido l'madanan, which we can't even begin to comprehend. Ragam b'tzuro sahavana anu ro'em l'mashal, she'chutz mizeh she'kabalas ha'ari zecher tzadik levracha amuka yosem b'kabalas haramak zecher tzadik levracha. It's not just like in terms of, let's say, the Arizal's Kabbalah being more you know, being deeper, being more difficult to comprehend than that of Rav Moshe Cordovero, the Ramak, Yoser Gam Masha Achar HaShvira, or explaining further the concept of Shvira, of breaking the Kalim and of you know, gathering up the Nitzotzos of those Kalim that were broken in Kabbalah. Even those things that they explained in the exact same fashion, the way in which they explained them was different. Specifically, the Mikubalim, those students of the Baal Shem Tov had a different way of explaining things than, for example, the Ramak. And even within the students of the Baal Shem Tov, there were differences of opinion. In other words, there were differences between the Baal Shem Tov himself and between the Magen Mikoznich. There are different ways to tell which line of svara of Kabbalah you're looking at. So you may hear a statement that you don't necessarily know to who to attribute it to, but if it fits in accordance with someone's opinion about a certain understanding in Kabbalah, you can figure out which opinion it should be attributed to. This is not something which is intellectual. This is something which is a revelation from Hashem. Each person, each man, would express HaKadosh Baruch Hu's essence in a different fashion. Says, just as every single person has the same limbs, the same number of limbs, but their limbs are expressed differently. Everyone's limbs are formed differently. So too, everyone's level of understanding varies, even though everyone has the same basic understanding. Even things that everyone explains the same way. The Gemara in Brachos says that just as no two people have the same face, so too no two people have the same thought process. One's thought process varies, is different than other people's, the same way that your face is different than someone else's. Since the image of your face expresses what your thought process is, and when your face looks different, it's an indication that you have a different line of thought. Even if you're just coming to explain something that that earlier generation said, you're not being mechadish your own ideas. Nonetheless, everyone has their own individual way of expressing ideas, even if it was an idea that was basically said over by somebody else. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 55th paragraph tomorrow.